Hi, Alex and Bob. How y'all doing today? Alex, a massive poster campaign on the vaccination deception is certainly in order, no doubt, not just in the United States, but throughout the world. Now, additionally, forming groups of organized and public protests and public exposure that will force the mass media of this country and the world to report on the deadly ingredients of the upcoming global vaccinations, I think would also be powerful, as well as an expedited production and release of a video by yourself, perhaps titled The Vaccination Deception.
All right, let me be clear. That's a great idea, The Vaccination Deception. I've interviewed Tenpenny and others. There is a section in the new film about the vaccine. It's just it's coming out right in October, and they may back off by then. So I need to make it just about how they use overall vaccine systems. But going back to Bob Chapman, Bob, isn't just the idea of lots of posters lets people get the idea that other people are upset? It's harder to go form groups. Out of this, you can form groups.
That's correct. And also, you have existing groups that you would introduce these, you know, poster to and said, look, if you're going to do this, you got to do that too, because they're going to disagree with the vaccination process. So you would get a hold of those groups and introduce them to posters and say, put them up everywhere. And I've done that before. Of course, I'm a little old for it now, but during political campaigns, you know, we'd go out and from 10 o'clock at night to 6 o'clock in the morning and put posters everywhere.
Yeah, there's nothing more American, nothing more pro-liberty, and the fact that government's trying to demonize it is outrageous. San Francisco won first place. The guys that did Lower Manhattan, you won second place. And I'm watching all these other videos. I think I know who third place is. I'll announce it on Monday. Or during the weekend, they'll be posted up on the site. We're launching a new contest that'll be up by tonight or tomorrow to expose the flu, okay, to expose the shots. I've just got to get all that written up and done as well. Speaking of the posters, let's go to Jeff in South Dakota. Jeff, quickly, what happened to you?
Yeah, yes, Alex and Bob. I was in Broken Bow, Nebraska, which is where my wife is also a nurse. I went down to the local gun show. I was going to take a picture of this huge Obama poster that the local IT slash, you know, all-in-one store guy had up there at the gun show. This thing must have been 8x10. In the meantime, I'm putting up my own posters and stuff outside of the Obama Joker poster and stuff. And as soon as I went back in to do stuff, I noticed my posters and stuff would get ripped down. I noticed a couple of gentlemen outside. One looked like a farmer. Another one looked just like a cowboy. And it turned out to be the promoters. They, in the meantime, went inside, made Jim take down his big poster, which I wanted to get for you, Alex. This would have been huge. I mean, a nice poster for you. I came back. I said, well, what was up? Why are you taking this stuff down? They said, well, we're afraid to be political because the mayor of the town here in Broken Bow, Nebraska, might kick us out of the municipal building.
That's how this tyranny works. First they tell churches they can't. Now then everybody's just, in fact, that's what the local paper in Austin, in Hays County says. We can't allow any of this. It's un-American. And soon, that's the point. No one has any free speech. Bob Chapman, this is exactly what we're talking about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And what you do is you tell the man to take a hike.
What really made him mad, I said, well, your ancestors must have been Tories or something. I said, you know, maybe they were fighting on the wrong side of the revolution, and they started getting in my face. Obviously, my hands are full of stuff. And it just literally pushed and shoved me out the door. You know, these are supposed to be supposed right-wing conservative people. I said, well, you're no better shut me down than Obama or Clinton or Bush was.
No, they are. They're cowards. They literally worship licking boots, and we better not let anybody put posters up. They might come get us. In America, you don't put... I mean, they might as well live in Romania in 1965. They might as well live in Ukraine in 1935. I mean, these people want to be raped. They want to be enslaved. It's disgusting. Keep it up, Jeff. Get the posters out all over the town. Don't stop. Bob Chapman, his forecast comes out twice a week. Get a free copy at theinternationalforecaster.com. See you next week, my friend.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. There he goes. We'll be right back with a special guest, the medical doctor, that came out and said this health care plan is eugenics. He resigned from the AMA.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com. Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
He's done some research, and when you start rationing health care, and it looks as if that could happen. I mean, if you got 50 million more people into the system and a certain number of doctors, people are going to be in line. You're going to have to determine who gets the next treatment. Is unfairly, the elderly are the ones who are going to get shortchanged.
That's so true. I mean, in a way, it's a form of eugenics.
And that's why we've got him on with us. I continually hear him point out how they want to put troops on the streets, have the inoculations, martial law. Now Ron Paul is talking about it. Former Congressman Dick Armey saying they may use this as a pretext to get their health care rammed through this flu hype that they've got going. So joining us for one segment, and then we've got Congressman Ron Paul coming up, is, of course, Dr. Mark Siegel, Fox News contributor. And I certainly agree with a lot of the information he covers and also meshes with some of the other medical doctors and virologists and epidemiologists that we have on. Sir, thanks for coming on with us.
Good to see you. How you doing? Nice to be on.
Good, good. Give us your take on Obamacare. I mean, I've gone over the sections. All that bad stuff is in there, or it points at boards that we know do carry out all this rationing. We know what happens in Canada and England and Germany. That's on record. You can watch the House of Commons on C-SPAN and see them admitting it. I mean, as a doctor, give us your snapshot of this program, where you see it going, and why you're saying it borders on eugenics.
Well, I think the big issue here is that it starts in the wrong place. I'm getting more and more disturbed about it now that we're seeing, you know, these religious references, and everyone that doesn't agree with President Obama is somehow bearing false witness. I mean, how awful is that? I mean, you know, I think that the whole discussion is misguided. First of all, anybody understands in the United States that if we're going to change something, we need a debate. So it's very suspicious that if you disagree with the president and the administration, somehow you're wrong. I mean, where's the debate then? There's got to be something to discuss. And what about practicing physicians who are in the trenches every where this is going. You know, I'm not an insurance salesman. I work with patients. I have to deal with insurance, public and private. So why isn't the administration more interested in the fact that practicing physicians are having a problem with this? We don't think that government insurance works that well. We don't think that Medicaid works well at all. We don't think Medicare is working very well.
Well, they're admitting, doctor, they can't even read the 1,300-page bill. Conyers admits that. I mean, how can they implement something if they can't even read what was written by special interest, A, and then B, going back and backing you up? We have them all over the news now as a mantra saying, you can't even call it socialism or you're a racist using the N-word. They are weaponizing politics, terrorizing the public, and invoking racism. They're actually the ones using race. They're the ones that are engaging in racism, race pimping.
Well, I mean, I think that we have to get back to basics here. You know, what are the basics? The basics are, whether they like it or not, healthcare and health insurance are not the same thing. I mean, why? Americans understand that. That's one of the reasons we're having the problem we're having. Americans understand that. They own an automobile, and they know if they bring their automobile in with a scratch, their rates are going to go up. And if they try to bring their automobile in with a scratch too much, they're going to find out there are no repair shops around taking their insurance. That's something we've lost sight of with health insurance. Health insurance is the problem. It's not the solution. And government-run health insurance is absolutely the worst. So it's completely disingenuous to have this discussion without looking at what real healthcare needs are. And one thing is, and this is where I get very upset, there's a great shortage of physicians in the United States. There's an estimated 40,000 primary care physicians we're going to be lacking in the next 10 years, and you can probably triple that given the fact that we have 78 million baby boomers coming in. Then let's piss off physicians more. Let's cut them. Oh, don't worry. We're not cutting benefits to patients. We're only cutting benefits to the poor guy in a Medicaid clinic who's already doing cataract surgery for free and saw his reimbursements cut down from $1,700 to $500 and, you know, and has to file the paperwork with Medicaid before he can get a penny.
And he can't even afford, my dad's a physician, he can't even then afford the medical malpractice insurance. People aren't living in the real world that don't live and work as a physician like you do. And I think you point out the whole debate's a fraud. Back before we had medical insurance, we even had, you know, better access to health care. It becomes just this bigger and bigger fraud, this bigger and bigger scam where the expenses of the bureaucracies go up and the media is saying it's the doctors getting the money. I see the statistics. Doctors in the last 20 years, in many cases, are making half of what they were.
You know, people ask me all the time, why aren't doctors fighting? I'll give you a couple of answers for that. The number one, you're not going to believe, which is they're too busy taking care of patients. Number two is most doctors realize that they're being steamrolled and they don't feel that there's anything to do about it, so why waste the time? But there's going to be a rude awakening in a few years if this gets slammed down. Doctors are going to revolt. And I'll have to tell you, full disclosure, here's how doctors revolt. They either drop out or they game the system. Now, do patients want that? You want to be gamed? You want your doctor to drop out? Let's deal with a real myth that you're going to get to keep the doctor you got now till he quits. You know, great quote. Get to keep the doctor you have now. So, you know, physicians are being completely ignored in this whole discussion. And a few of us have loud voices, but clearly the debate, would you have a debate about who's operating your train without talking about the conductor? Would you say, let's pad the seats, let's get new dining cars? By the way, the engineer's quitting. Who's driving the train?
Well, that's like the government says they're going to put screen doors on submarines without consulting the engineer who designed the submarine.
It's totally the case. And I don't want your listeners to think, by the way, that I only care about doctors, but there's a trickle-down effect here. Because everybody knows that when you go to the doctor's office, you're not meeting President Obama, you're meeting your physician. And it's not that and by the way, one more thing that I don't think I've ever said before, I want to make a really, really important point here. You know, doctors are not the same doctors that we were dealing with in 1964 when Medicare came down the pike. Those doctors were definitely living high on the hog, and there was a lot of fat on the bone. Now, I don't happen to think the fat was chipped off the bone in the right way. I don't think HMOs work very well, and I know that the government insurance doesn't. But the doctors we have now are very close to the bone. They have very, very high overhead. They're working their butts off. They're seeing 40 patients a day. What do you want to see, 60? I mean, let's flood their offices with millions of more more patients and pay them less, and hospitals were going to cut?
I mean, well, I've seen it with nurses. That's why they got such a shortage there. I mean, it's a hellish job because they are overworking everybody, and they use a few specialists on TV to demonize the profession. In the 5 minutes we got left, I want to plug your website. It's drsiegel.com. That's drsiegel.com. I wanted to specifically get into eugenics, though. You said it's almost like eugenics. Well, the bioethicist boards have a lot of eugenicist ideas in them. Europe, as you know, they've said if you're old, you don't deserve the same care as a young person. We know that Daschle's book said, if you're old, you don't deserve the care. So, can you elaborate as a well-known, prominent physician, why you use the word eugenics?
Because we're trained in medical school not to make any difference between one patient and another. I've talked about that endlessly and thought about that. I don't treat, you know, overweight people differently than skinny people, except that I might focus on being overweight as a problem. I don't say, this patient has no money, I'm going to treat them less. I don't say this person's rich, I'm going to treat them better. My patients wouldn't have it any other way. So where's the government coming along saying, you know, things like Ezekiel Emanuel has written about life years? Too many life years? I mean, what is that all about? Why don't elderly deserve the same care as young people? A patient is a patient is a patient. That's the only way doctors can practice, and it's the only way healthcare can be delivered, and it's what the United States wants.
And they're phrasing it in the media and the government like it's good, like you want the government taking tests away. You want the government giving you a aspirin for a heart attack like Cuba. I mean, this is crazy.
Well, I don't think the government – I think the biggest issue with the government, by the way, is that they don't have the qualification. And, you know, never mind that they do such a great job with the IRS and with the post office. But, they, you know, they're just learning their talking points now. I mean, they're going to seminars and tutorials on healthcare. I mean, you can't. You know, that's the thing that's most disturbing here of all. I watch politics with a jaundiced eye to begin with. But where do these guys get off thinking they can be healthcare experts? That's the biggest bearing of false witness here to begin with. I mean, where did this guy get an MD from? You know, we're in this for I've been in this for two decades already, and I'm not just a practicing physician. As you know, I'm writing about this. I've been writing about health policy for 10 years. I've studied this very carefully. There's too many people in this dealing with this, ramming this down our throats, who are not qualified to be looking at health care and health reform.
But they are qualified to steal 20% of the country's economy that's not under government control so they can give it to their fat cat buddies is now coming out. In closing, the flu. I've seen no U.S. media. I'd love for you to break this nationally. You've got the power to do it. The Sunday Mail, the London Telegraph, German News reports, swine flu jab link to killer nerve disease. Leaked letter reveals concern of neurologists over 25 deaths in America in the test alone of the vaccine by Gillian Bernays and other deaths of neurological, it's switching on some autoimmune response, massive brain swelling. Doctor, your comments on this and the news saying three shots could mutate in the body.
Well, look, I think it's a mild virus. I think that, as you hinted before I came on, we don't know how it's going to be hyped yet. We don't know what the administration's going to do to hype it. I think it's a mild virus, but I do think it's made its way around the world, and I think we have to pay particular attention to it. I don't think we can ignore it, but the hysteria is totally ridiculous. I think we need a vaccine to it, but the vaccine that is problematic, because in 1976, we had what we thought was a swine flu epidemic, which was completely fabricated, it turned out, and we ended up with close to 1,000 cases of ascending paralysis as a result. That could happen again, but I don't want to use fear of the vaccine to replace fear of the virus. I don't like fear in general. I've written books on this. And
but doctor, we got 30 seconds. My issue here is that internal CDC, they're saying, were you aware of this? It's not in our news.
I'm aware of it.
You are aware?
I'm aware of it, but I don't know the extent to which it's a problem versus 76. In other words, it remains to be seen how significant a side effect this is. Before I go and tell people, be afraid of this vaccine, I want to see more about what a risk this really is.
Exactly, but they're keeping it secret, so shouldn't that be public? Shouldn't there be a big debate about this?
There should be a big debate about this, but I'm telling you right now, I'm always on the side of the facts, and I want to close by saying I think the vaccine is going to be safe.
DrSiegel.com. Doc, thanks for talking to us.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime.
You bet.
Wow. All I can say is wow. Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon It'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure, but I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Folks, I'm going to be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. here in this very studio. Also simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all the members that have made the show possible. I mean, how could that last doctor, who's a nice guy and it speaks out more than most against the system, calling it eugenics, say, yeah, I know it's killing some people, but, you know, we got to see if this is, I forget his exact quote, you know, an acceptable level of side effects. Because, you know, that's what they do. They triage. They say, well, if this vaccine saves 10,000 people, but it kills 1,000, you know, it's okay. That's kind of the medical idea. I'm not saying Siegel's saying that, but it's in the same general idea and area. They know it doesn't protect you from the flu. They know it's already mutated. That you know their history of adding stuff to it. You've got to admit what this medical system's doing, hyping this flu that's killed almost nobody up like it's the end of the world. This is a big deal. We're going to expose it with the contest. Ron Paul is coming up, and then the rebroadcast starts, and I'll be back next, well, this Sunday live. I want to thank the crew. In fact, guys, make sure I also, I'm supposed to, during the break, call that other TV reporter. So, and when Duke gets back, make sure, I'm going to give orders right now because I've got a bunch of stuff coming up. My mind starts racing with all the different things we do. Make sure we go ahead and give the Fox News reporter that young man's phone number that put the posters up so they can get the facts straight in the Fox News story. So that's happening too. I wanted to thank a few of the sponsors that I haven't really gotten to today before we go into this Ron Paul interview that's coming up, because it is the sponsors that make this radio show possible. MySolarBackup.com, a lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, and ice storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our good and wonderful longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. The website's MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. They have the Power Source 1800-watt generator and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas, but in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move today. MySolarBackup.com or 877-327-0365. And lastly, before I hit a few other little pieces of news here and go to the Ron Paul interview, I want to thank the great folks at FrontSight. This is the premier national shooting training center that's got 4 and 5 day courses, no drill instructor attitude, great for the whole family. They have a lot of free stuff online as well, a great free newsletter, frontsight.com, and they're giving a free XD pistol in the caliber of your choice when you sign up for the 5 day world class gun training at FrontSight Firearms Training Institute, and also get the 30 state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. So the website's frontsight.com. Take advantage of that today at frontsight.com. I didn't plug really any sponsors till late last hour, and wanted to get those in and thank them because they make the show possible. And I also want to thank everybody out there that is making copies of my films and getting them out to people. Everybody out there that's spreading the word about the radio show, the free podcast, that you can go to the listen page at the top of Infowars.com. Yeah, there's the Fox News story. Felony vandalism charges possible in Obama Joker poster case. We have Joshua Miller's number from Fox. He's been calling us. We need to call him and explain this is all a fraud. And the police told the young man that we know this is selective enforcement and that they don't normally go after people from this, but it's political pressure. And that Obama supporters were there snapping photos of people doing it and saying, we're going to turn you in, just like Obama told them to do on his own website. So, again, this is a big, big issue. We'll have more for you on the abbreviated Sunday show as well. In other news, the dollar is plunging. All the real economic numbers show commodities exploding because of dollar devaluation. Takes more dollars worldwide to buy those. Governments are moving away from the dollar. Unemployment skyrocketing. Every real economic indicator is we're dead meat. Meanwhile, the media is telling you the economy's great because it is for the big bankers and the billionaires and the people that control trillions. This is their big consolidation, their vertical integration. Because we're armed, they can't come in with a Soviet takeover right away, so they can economically rape us. And Obama's their front man to take the blame of that, just like Bush was involved. We have got to expose the offshore banks for stealing $23.7 trillion in the last 10 months. Hoarding that money and paying banks not to loan to the citizens to kill the economy so the banks can force a consolidation. They want a destroyed economy. Not your local bank. The big multinational king banks want to destroy the economy so they can consolidate it and vertically integrate it. I want to say great job to the crew here as well before I run out of time with this interview with Ron Paul. Don't know if we'll have time for that coming up, and all the sponsors and affiliates. Be sure and support our local sponsors as well. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
Casting at PrisonPlanet.tv. The syndicated radio show is in living color. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, come up in about 10 minutes. I'm going to debut here streaming live over the web, Fall of the Republic. And for radio listeners, it'll also be informative. Most of it's audio clips. The trailer for my new film. This is the first trailer. We've got more detailed trailers coming out in the next month. The release date is October 21st. The film will be done in the next month. And then we'll be shipping out to you again in the middle of October. So you should be getting it in the mail right around release time. But I wanted to get Cindy Sheehan on, and we appreciate her popping in to give us a report on what's happening. Martha's Vineyard, one of the favorite hangouts of the Clintons and Walter Cronkite and kind of the Eastern establishment of the eugenicist clan. And Cindy Sheehan, who lost her son, of course, in Iraq, became a national icon standing up to Bush at the Crawford Ranch. Now, Obama's in the news saying, please give my family privacy. Oh, but his spy satellites and NSA phone tapping and his Blackwater thugs, they're not giving us any rest. And so there's hardly any mainstream media, at least I searched it this morning, I saw some, about Cindy Sheehan with all these other great peace activists because, again, it was trending and fun to protest Bush knowing he wouldn't end the war for the establishment. But now that they're in power, like Rahm Emanuel said, you know, he campaigned against Democrats and ran the Democratic Party operation against Democrats that were actually against war. And the corporate guys try to throw Dennis Kucinich out because he's actually a real liberal and against war and a real progressive. So Cindy Sheehan is out there shattering the left-right paradigm. We've been publishing at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com the articles and reports she's been putting out. They've got YouTube videos up. Get her information out viral and ask the media, why aren't you covering this? More troops are dying under Obama than under Bush. He's expanding the wars. All his top generals say 10 to 15 years before they leave. They rewrote the maps of the U.S. bases so they weren't part of the cities to claim they'd left the cities. Corporate lawyer semantical games. Cindy Sheehan from Martha's Vineyard, site of Lord Obama vacationing. Cindy, good to have you here with us.
Hi, Alex. Thank you so much for helping to promote this protest and promote the fact that, like you said, even though there's a change in regime, there's the only change in policy has been for the worse. And we just really do reclaim our integrity and our morality in the anti-war movement to say that. The wars, we were right to say the wars were wrong under Bush, and we're still right to say they're still wrong under Obama. And to me, it's a lack of media coverage, but it's also a lack of any kind of cooperation or solidarity that I'm not receiving from the establishment anti-war movement.
Well, that's because the Ford Foundation. That's because the Ford Foundation, as you know, and these other big money groups run and control the fake left. It's just, I mean, where is Amy Goodman? Where are all these groups? Please, Cindy Sheehan, tell us what's happening out there, how many people are out there, where you're located so other people can come join you, how long you're going to be there, what the Secret Service is doing.
All I can say for the moment is that to get a list of events, they can go to my blog or to your website, and it's at Cindy Sheehan, soapboxblogspot.com. The first event that we're going to have that's organized will be a corporate media conference tomorrow at 11. So we'll see how much coverage we get protesting Obama. But another thing is that we're going to be writing the people all over the world an international people's declaration of peace. And that's to start a grassroots movement because, as I said, so many times the robber class doesn't want to change. You know, we can't force the robber class to change, especially if so many of the so-called opposition has been co-opted by the two-party system or whatever you want to call it. So we're going to be writing that. We hope that we'll get solidarity from you and from your listeners on this People's Declaration of Peace that we'll be writing. I'm staying just right around the corner from Obama, so I'm hoping to bump into him if he ventures out of his compound.
Now, again, for people geographically, tell folks where Martha's Vineyard is, where the press conference is. A lot of people aren't online how do people come out to this? Do we call the media, challenge them to be there? What do we do?
Well, absolutely. You know the media is already there because Obama's there. So what we have to do is you can call the media station at Oak Bluff Elementary School. That's where the press conference is going to be tomorrow at 11. We're having a large anti-war rally on Saturday. If people who are in Massachusetts or around this area can get to Martha's Vineyard, we will have a large vigil rally teaching against the war. And the island's fairly small, and we're going to blanket the island. We have support from people on Martha's Vineyard who have offered us housing, offered us places to hang our banners, places to put signs, places to do our vigils. So we're going to be all over that island because we don't want Obama or the press or the anti-war movement to not know that we're there still protesting the wars like we were when Bush was president.
What response are you starting to get? I mean, I do see you getting more attention than you were a few months ago. What are some of the positive responses you're getting from the anti-war community or just the sanity community? And what responses are you getting that are negative?
Well, it's interesting that the negative responses I'm getting are from people who would, I think, call themselves anti-war progressives, saying that I should give Obama a rest, that I should let him have a peaceful vacation. Well, Alex, you know, Four of our troops were killed yesterday in Afghanistan. I don't know, even know how many Afghans or Pakistanis were killed yesterday. And
yeah, they're getting a long rest now.
Yeah, so exactly. So why does he deserve a peaceful vacation? The world deserves a vacation from war and a vacation from body bags. It doesn't stop no matter what the president does.
And by the way, Cindy, we know what this war is about. I mean, I saw Admiral Mullen on CNN two nights ago making up stuff about why the opium has gone over 12 times what it was, since the liberation. And then BBC admits, oh, we guard the opium so the warlords don't get it. And then suddenly heroin is all over the streets. They're there just like the Russians were there to get that smack.
Right. Well, and then also there's the whole pipeline thing to get the oil to Asia from the Middle East. So, of course, it's for profit. Of course, that's
what right. Black tar heroin and black gold. Black tar heroin and black gold.
That's what they're always for. So, yep. So that's what we're doing. We're getting a lot of excitement. I'm getting mostly support, which is very gratifying to me. And thank you for your support and letting your listeners and your viewers know what we're doing, because that's really important too.
Well, I mean, where are you bivouacked? How do folks physically get in a car right now, get over there? How long are you going to be there again?
I'm going to be here until Sunday when the president leaves. So, like I said, we're going to be all over the island. They can, there's phone numbers that people can call to find out where we're going to be exactly if people can get over. There's emails. People can email me directly, Cindy@CindySheehanSoapbox.com. If you tell us, it's not like Crawford where we had a camp. We're going to be all over that island every day.
Well, Cindy, this is very exciting, and I'd like to get some updates from you again throughout the week here and maybe on Sunday, on the Sunday show, when it's all over, kind of a recapping final event for people out there driving along in their cars or listening on shortwave or whatever, or on satellite. Slowly give out the website address again.
Okay, Cindy Sheehan soapbox.blogspot.com. There's a schedule of times, dates, and places where we will be for sure that we know already. There's a place where people can donate to help us with expenses, and just a place where you can see the ideology or the philosophy of why we're out there.
Cindy, let me ask you a question in closing. Are you getting any media coming to you? I mean, before they were mobbing you, you were having to hide in a trailer giving interviews 15 hours a day. Now what's happening?
There seems to be some interest. I talked to some corporate media newspapers today, so it's not like it was when I was in Crawford, that's for sure. So I find that very interesting.
Well, I mean, number one, it's a great story. Cindy Sheehan now back. You know, this has been going on for 7 years. Here's Cindy Sheehan, you know, 5 years into this. Now she's back. It's still happening under Obama. That's a big story.
I've been trying to be low-key until our press event tomorrow. So after the press event tomorrow, we'll see what happens.
Okay, we'll check in with you again. Cindy Sheehan, thank you.
Okay, great, Alex. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And again, we'll definitely at least check in with her Sunday in the aftermath of all of this. The media should be knocking her door down, but no, it's so trendy and fun to have Obama trying to start wars with the Russians and putting more troops into Afghanistan and wanting to go into Pakistan and Predator drones and 100,000 plus troops still in Iraq and never leaving. I mean, it's an insult to my intelligence. It's an insult to your intelligence to have the media and the Iraqi government, under orders of the globalists, redraw their city maps where the green zone and other bases aren't part of the cities now, and then say our troops have pulled out. I mean, this is a very cynical, cynical joke. And they did pull back in one respect. They pulled out the two-year-old surge, took troops out of the fortresses and put them in machine gun nests and checkpoints, kind of like community policing. And now they've pulled those out. So it's amazing. It's kind of like cutting somebody's leg off and saying, oh, but I'm trying to fix it and giving them a Band-Aid. I mean, it's too little, too late. It's a joke. It's cosmetic. It's a corporate front. I want to keep going to your phone call before Dr. Eisenstein joins us. I also want to get into Bernanke being nominated for another term as private Federal Reserve Chairman. The rest of the board's appointed by them, but he's the little front man. Geithner's the former head of the New York Fed. That's the real powerhouse in the corporate structure. That's coming up. Also, judge orders Fed to disclose who received bailout trillions. Paul Joseph Watson, key story up on PrisonPlanet.com. Big news, judge orders Fed to disclose who received bailout trillions. I said billions. The mind has trouble dealing with trillions. You used to have trouble a decade ago with billions. Now it's trillions. Soon it'll be quadrillions. Well, it already is in the quadrillions, the total black hole of debt that we're dealing with the derivatives. I wanted to tell folks that up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, we have the first detailed write-up of my new film that is nearing completion. That is, we've got 2 hours laid out, and I'm trying to put this in, take that out, add this document, add that clip, working on a few final voiceovers, and I'll polish it in the next 3-4 weeks, and it'll go to be mass manufactured. Pre-orders start September 21st. And they ship out a few days before the official release date at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll release it there in the highest quality. It ships out on DVD a few days before that, so you should be getting it in or around the release time. We're trying to even make the DVD earlier and then hold it so we can ship it out even faster. But the pre-orders will start coming up in about 3-4 weeks, and I guess about 3.5 weeks. And I wanted to go ahead and play the trailer to the new film. So here is trailer one for Fall of the Republic. And I want to say great job to the music guys here. We've used Graham Reynolds in the past, and I've also bought royalty-free music in the past, and Rob Jacobs has made music in the past. This time we've been using Derek Einkoff and Will and a few others here in the office in a fabulous job. This is a quick mix. This is kind of a raw trailer because I realize I've been so focused on the film that I wasn't even focused on trailers to promote it. So we've got even more powerful trailers coming out in the next few weeks. But this is a great trailer Rob Jacobson put together. And it says the following film preview is rated vital to the Republic and necessary for all audiences in defense of liberty. It's rated V for viral transmission in the info war. Spread this film everywhere through viral transmission to keep and preserve the Constitution and defeat tyranny in all its forms. Here it is, Fall of the Republic.
Last week, the head of the country's central bank floated the idea of dumping the greenback as the world's reserve currency, replacing it with an international currency.
Thousands of people gathered to hear Barack Obama deliver key foreign policy speech on his current European tour. His vision for America's place in a new world order.
Returning bets could be a risk to our nation.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
And one of the ways it will drive the change is through global governance.
I think the new world order is emerging.
This is a hoax and a scam which is designed to transfer wealth and power from the private sector to the government sector and from the government of the United States to a world government.
And those people who have been yelling, oh, the UN's going to take over global
conspiracy theorists.
They've been crazy, but now they're right.
And who got the money?
Hundreds and hundreds of banks, any bank or that has access to the U.S. Federal Reserve's discount.
Tell us who they are.
No.
You know, financial terrorism. They have the ability to tweak the knob.
I am proposing that the Federal Reserve be granted new authority.
The ultimate goal of the carbon tax and the cap and trade is to destroy production.
This energy tax is the largest tax increase in American history.
We're actually creating a global warming police. So number one, they can come in, the federal government can come in, inspect your house, and send you the bill. We're setting up a global warming Gestapo.
One of the things that if you talk to our generals, they are desperate for is a civilian counterpart to our military forces.
I am fierce.
And this is what I wear.
Senator Barack Obama's presidential campaign is asking Missouri law enforcement to target anyone who lies or runs a misleading television ad.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
The president, when he was in Europe last week, he met with the king of Saudi Arabia. He appeared to bow.
President Obama today proposed something new, something called prolonged detention. Pre-crime is where people are arrested and incarcerated to prevent crimes that they have not yet committed.
Fall of the Republic. Coming to the InfoWar. October 21st, 2009. Stay with us.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
I say I shot the sheriff, but that clearance was in self-defense.
Sheriff John Brown one day was coming down the road. He's gonna shoot me. That's how I shot him.
And I started out of town, yeah. All of a sudden, I saw Sheriff John Brown came in to shoot me down. So I shot the sheriff.
That's right. Well said, Bob Marley. Okay, we got Dr. Eisenstein coming up 8 after. I'm going to take calls in the next segment and with Dr. Eisenstein as well. I really want to try to take more of your calls, more on the show, because just so many great callers, so much intel, so much info that is going on and happening out there. Before I go any further here today, I again want to encourage everybody to get really part one of Fall of the Republic. And that is, of course, the Obama Deception, available at InfoWars.com. Also, PrisonPlanet.tv, we stream the live radio show in living color. It has all my films in super high quality. The archives of this radio show, of the TV show, of everything. Expanded extras that are only on PrisonPlanet.tv. My book, Descent into Tyranny. Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos. They're all available in ebook format. There's just so much. 5.5 years up and running at PrisonPlanet.tv, and we just continue to upgrade it, add more and more. We have CDN, so the video streams or downloads really fast. Again, PrisonPlanet.tv, or call toll-free to get any of the books or videos or Obama, Joker, fascist T-shirts, all these things that get the establishment hopping mad, available at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Also, I want to thank diginet.net, which every patriot should visit. It's diginet.net. I want to tell you about this great sponsor where you can get the highest quality surveillance gear for the best prices. Everyone should have one of the DigiPens, which, by the way, is the same pen I bought for $150. I got them for like $45, $50. The unit is a video and audio recorder device disguised as a pen. And as an unbiased witness, it can always be at your side, ready to help, and is admissible as evidence in the court if necessary. With the 2 and 4 gig models, you can record 2 hours or more of continuous audio video, and you will not believe the quality when you see it for the first time. Check it out by clicking the Diginet banner on InfoWars.com. That's Diginet.net. They got a bunch of other products, too, at Diginet.net. A little system that goes into a memory card hidden in your car with a couple tiny cameras. Very inexpensive, super easy to install, and it's just there with one click of a button. You've got it. It's just an invaluable thing to have. Be good for YouTube people that want to just record themselves while they're driving down the road, take it out with their buddies, having a fun discussion, pop it right in for YouTube, upload it. There's just all sorts of uses for Diginet.net. And one other sponsor is Ecola Blue. This is the fantastic atmospheric water generator. It's the system I love. I use it in my home and the office. 7 filters. It grabs water out of the air, then sends it to reverse osmosis, carbon filter, UV filter. EcolaBlue.com, state-of-the-art, very affordable. EcolaBlue.com, and their special runs through Monday, by the way. So their special for $200 off ends today. EcolaBlue.com, ECOLOBlue.com, or 1-800-691-6043. EcolaBlue.com, 800-691-6043. EcolaBlue.com, 1-800-691-6043. And you can check them out today, ladies and gentlemen. Believe me, this is the cleanest, purest water you're going to find anywhere. It comes right out of the air and then sends to the filters. EcolaBlue.com. All right, we'll be back with your calls, Dr. Eisenstein, and a lot more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.